Diamond rolls out two new DA40-based models. Today's App Web Audio special from AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Diamond Aircraft is a company known for innovation. It was the first major manufacturer to offer aerodiesels, and it introduced the first new twin in two decades, the DA-42 Twin Star. This week at AOPA Expo, Diamond's Heike Larson gave AvWeb's Paul Bertarelli the details on two more new models, variants of the DA-40 Star.
This week at AOPA Expo in Hartford, Diamond Aircraft announced two new models, variants of the DA-40, the XLS and the CS, and we're speaking with Heike Larson, who is Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Heike, if you could give us a basic rundown summary of these two models, and we'll have some questions for you.
Sure. Well, the DA-40 XL has been one of our best-selling aircraft for a long time. You know, it's a very fast model for its horsepower, great visibility, and has been very popular. And what we've done with the DA-40 XLS is just taken that aircraft and made it better. And there's a couple of major changes that we have done. One is the aircraft now has what we call our platinum interior, which is a nice updated interior. You now have two choices of leather. We have aluminum brushed framed wood inlays, carbon fiber sill plates, chrome steps, etc. So just a more finished, luxurious look throughout the cockpit. So that's part one, is our platinum interior. Part two is a taller and wider canopy. It gives you more headroom in the aircraft while maintaining the same great visibility that the DA-40 has always been known for and that all the Diamonds are known for. And the third item is a number of upgrades in the Garmin G1000 cockpit that we've had in our airplane for a while. These include WASC capability, both for approaches and en route, with VNEF coupling to the autopilot. So you can do WASC precision approaches, but you can also do coupled VNEF descents en route. A bunch of improvements in the functionality of the MFD. You now have the ability, for instance, to program Victor Airways directly in your flight plan. Your PFD shows you your ground track, as well as a wind vector. You can program in air inc-like types and, you know, fly coupled approaches through DME ARCs. You have a full page engine page. So a lot of upgrades in the Garmin software in addition to the WASC capability. And overall, this has made the airplane, you know, even more capable, more comfortable, more luxurious, and I think it'll be very popular going forward.
Any performance upgrades other than the avionics?
No. Last year when we introduced the XL, we added a three-plate MT composite prop and the power flow exhaust, and that significantly increased the performance of the aircraft. This airplane is not a performance upgrade. It's an avionics, an interior room and comfort upgrade.
Now, is the XLS an optional airplane, or will it replace the basic DA-40?
Well, the 40 XL always has been our fully loaded aircraft. The XLS is the successor model for that, but that's a good question. We have heard from a lot of people who really like the DA-40, but who did not want to have the carbureted version of a 40FP and didn't quite want to spend the $330,000 for a fully loaded version. So we also introduced at AOPA Expo a optionable constant speed version. We call it our DA-40CS, and that plane is priced at a base price of $259,950. So very aggressive. And then people can add options as they like. You know, they can take the nice standard fabric leather interior that we have or upgrade to leather. They can add avionics options, you know, from the GFC 700 autopilot to the TAS active traffic to weather radar. They can add extended range tanks or baggage compartments, whatever they might need to customize the airplane for their mission. So the 40CS is a great airplane that's, you know, a bit more affordable. It still has all the basic same qualities as the 40 XLS, but it makes the plane, it brings the plane into a price range of more people. And it's also a good airplane for flight schools because they don't necessarily need long-range tanks or, you know, bigger baggage compartments and things like that. Most of them, frankly, don't even need autopilots when it's being used for flight training. So we've made our aircraft more accessible to that part of the market as well.
Right back with more from Diamond's Heike Larson in just a moment. Today's special coverage from AOPA Expo is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset.
And what is the price on the XLS?
The price on the XLS is $334,950. And that is pretty much a fully loaded airplane. The only two major options that remain is TAS active traffic. It has TIS traffic as standard, but TAS active traffic is an option. And then it comes standard with Garmin Flight Charts approach plates. If you want the geosynchronized chart view by Jeppesen approach plate, that is another option. But other than that, the 40 XLS is our top-of-the-line fully loaded model.
One thing I wanted to ask you about earlier was the status of diesel sales in the single in the U.S. Has that advanced at all as a project for Diamond?
No, we're not currently planning to bring over the DA40 TDI from Europe.
And why is that? Do you sense there's not demand here? Because here at the show you probably heard that Cessna introduced the Skyhawk with a Teeler 2.0 engine as an option. Do you not feel that there's demand for it in the U.S.?
No, I think ultimately there is a demand for a diesel engine. We just want for, you know, an aircraft in the performance range of the DA-40, we just feel we need a little bit more horsepower than what the Teeler engines currently offer for the U.S. market.
The 2.0 Centurion has 155 horsepower. Mm-hmm. The TDI is 135 horsepower.
Correct.
With 1.7. Yeah. Would that additional 20 horsepower make a difference, or do you think you need more?
It might make a difference, but frankly, you know, ultimately I think we'd like to have even a bit more horsepower than that for the U.S. market. It's been doing really well in Europe, but for the U.S. market, to make it more than just a flight school airplane, to make it a viable personal traveling airplane, we'd like to see a little bit more than that.
And how are how's the build out of the service network for the DA-42 twin in the U.S., which of course is also diesel powered?
Right. We have certified, I don't know off the top of my head how many service centers, but we've certified more and more service centers, so the network is getting stronger, which obviously, you know, we're very eager to have a strong support network there, and we're in the process of getting most of our Diamond authorized service centers, of which there are about 70 in the U.S. We're working with them to get the ability to maintain diesel engines as well.
At Oshkosh, we spoke to Peter Maurer briefly about Diamond starting its own engine initiative. Mm-hmm. Is that going forward, and is that going to bear fruit sometime soon?
Yeah, it's definitely going forward. You know, I think the same things that Peter probably told you at Oshkosh still hold true. You know, we're working on that. There's, you know, we flew the DA-40 with 170 horsepower diesel engine as part of that program, and the work's definitely going forward on that.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Heike, for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Diamond's Heike Larson. You've been listening to one of several extra audio features we're releasing this week from AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut. Be sure and watch AFWeb.com for the latest audio, print, and video coverage. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@AFWeb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney for the AFWeb Audio News Team. Thanks for listening.